Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 309. Be mindful, your children are watching, listening, and learning. And healthy parenting is not only about how you treat your children. By Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. And I'm Joss Marie. Hey you, thanks for tuning in. I've actually got two parenting posts today from Lisa Merlo Booth that aim to help you optimize the relationships you have with your children. And before I jump into Lisa's posts, I just want to remind you that our book raffle is coming up in 3 days. So feel free to join our mailing list if you'd like your name to be submitted. But with that, let's hear what Lisa has to say and start optimizing your life. Be mindful, your children are watching, listening, and learning. By Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. Many years ago, I was doing home-based therapy with families in need. One day, I arrived at a client's home while she was watching a woman's 8-month-old daughter. When I arrived, I heard my client playing with the baby and saying in a sing-song voice, "Ah, aren't you such an ugly baby? Yes, you are. Yes, you're such an ugly little baby, aren't you?" When I asked my client why she was talking to the baby like that, she laughed and said it didn't matter since the baby didn't understand what she was saying anyway. In my work with couples over the years, I hear similar excuses from parents about how they talk about their children of all ages, how they fight in front of their children, and how they speak to their children. Parents say, "Oh, they don't pay attention. If we fight, they don't hear us. If we make a comment about them, they don't listen anyway." Parents often are convinced that their children don't listen to what they say and don't tune into what they do on any significant level. I'm here to tell you, children listen. Not only do they listen, but what you as a parent say to your children often gets ingrained into their very being. Your story soon becomes their story. I have seen this happen on so many levels with so many parents that even I have been amazed at the impact. And I know our words impact our children. I've seen this with my own children, my friends' children, and my clients' children. No parent or child is immune to this influence. As a parent, there have been times when I truly wished my children had not been listening or that I had been more careful about what I said. Unfortunately, we don't get replays, nor do we get to erase and play over moments. The best we can do is notice our impact, assume it is larger than we think it is, and tune into how our words and actions are impacting our children. When we talk politics, our children often will talk the same politics. If we say our children struggle in school, soon we will hear our children say the same thing. If we say our children are great writers, poets, artists, future engineers, and so on, they often will believe they are too. If we tell our children they are good for nothing, lazy, or irresponsible, they will likely play that part. Our job as parents is to build our children up, help them feel good about who they are, provide a safe environment for them, and to nurture them on their path to adulthood. Obviously, this is an incredibly difficult job, however, in a world filled with people quick to put them down. It is vital that we hold for our children a safe haven in this world. It's vital that we tune into ourselves as parents. It's our job to pay attention to how we speak to our children, in front of our children, and about our children. It's important that we know that our words and actions impact them, because they absolutely do. When parents talk about how to play with others, how to settle conflict, how to treat people, what colleges to go to, which jobs to strive for, and so on, children are taking it in. As a parent, be sure that the message you're giving is the one you mean for your child to hear. They are listening, they are watching, and they are internalizing what they live every day. Be mindful and know that your job is one of the most important jobs in the world. As the great singer Whitney Houston once sang, "I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier." Challenge. Be mindful of what you say to and around children. Your words and actions have the power to change lives. Wield that power consciously, for your sake, the children's sake, and our world's sake. Healthy Parenting is not only about how you treat your children. By Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. Children learn from their parents how to be in this world in three ways. Number one, by how their parents treat them. Number two, by how their parents treat others. And number three, by how their parents treat themselves. Many parents are smart enough to know that if they scream at their children, call them names, such as stupid, dumb, brat, and so on, hit them, or otherwise shame them, this behavior will negatively impact their child and is likely to cause long-term problems. As a result, many parents work hard to not do any of the above behaviors to their child. They often forget, however, to not do these behaviors toward others. Our children learn by what they see. Treating our children respectfully is only one component of what they see. They also watch how we treat our partners, our friends, the grocery store clerk, the neighbor, and so on. And they watch how we treat ourselves. If I speak to my husband with contempt, I teach our children contempt. If my husband and I yell at each other, call each other names, and don't respect each other, we teach our children disrespect. If I sit in judgment of others, look down at them, and make fun of them, I teach my children arrogance and disdain. Likewise, if I call myself fat, stupid, lazy, and so on, I teach our children to have contempt for themselves. If I don't take care of myself, hate myself, and allow others to treat me poorly, well, I teach my children to do the same. It's not enough that we protect our children from our direct wrath. We also need to protect them from the wrath we spew out towards others and ourselves. If we truly want to raise children with a healthy core, we need to model a healthy core ourselves. Changing me changes we. As we parents get stronger and healthier, so will our children. If you have a message you want your children to internalize, speak it, believe it, live it with them, others, and yourself. Challenge. Become the adult you want to teach your children to be. Choose the area you need to clean up the most, how you treat your children, how you treat others, or how you treat yourself, and start cleaning it up. You just listened to the post titled, "Be Mindful, Your Children Are Watching, Listening, and Learning," and "Healthy Parenting is Not Only About How You Treat Your Children," by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. Thank you so much to Lisa for letting me share these posts with you today. She makes some really great points that I hope you find useful. I know I do, and I'm going to try my best to keep them in mind on a daily. But for now, that's all I've got for you today. Thanks again for joining me. Have a good one, and I'll see you again tomorrow with a post from Dr. Diana Kirshner, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.